Hey everybody, it's Jim and Aaron. We are back with another first-run Bald movie. Tonight we saw Logan, which purports to be the swan song for the Wolverine character, at least a Hugh Jackman iteration of it. And if you told me 20 years ago, 25 years ago, that Wolverine would be iconically played by a 6'2", skinny-ass Australian, when in the comic books he's 5'0", burly, hairy, surly Canadian, I'd have been like, GTFO. But I gotta say, Hugh Jackman might be one of the most iconic comic book portrayals of all time. Like, Robert Downey Jr. is there as Iron Man. You've got some people love them, some Bale Batman. But I think he's been incredible. Even when the movies have been kind of turds, he's been the thing that you can always reliably say he's going to be awesome. And when I saw the trailer, if you recall, when I first saw the trailer, I said, did you see it? And I don't think it aired in the theater that you saw it in. I'm like, it almost looks like it's important, this movie.
Right, yeah.
Like, it's like this mythic thing. And my expectations were sky high, and I am completely in the tank for this movie. I think this is might be my favorite superhero comic book movie of all time.
Oh, boy. Wow. Better than the Batmans, huh?
Well, so the Nolan Batmans didn't have an old-ass Patrick Stewart pitching 90-mile-an-hour fastballs. And I have realized I've got such an immense affection for Patrick Stewart and all his Captain Picard and Charles Xavier glory and like kind of what a heroic figure he is. And he generated some real heart and emotion. And also it's like, I got all confused because like my grandfather died of, dementia and Alzheimer's and, this isn't a spoiler. This is the premise of the movie. It's like 20 years in the future. And it posits, what is the most powerful telepath in the world look like when he's losing his mind? What does Wolverine look like when he's finally, whatever's inside him has kept him going, is winding down? And I just, like I said, there's some genuine emotion that I haven't felt in a comic book hero movie in a long time.
Yeah, I'll definitely give it that. I mean, it's got way, way more heart than any of the Batman movies.
I can't believe how many people were openly weeping in the theater.
It got my girlfriend a little misty eyed.
I got misty eyed, not in the part where
I felt it. Definitely, yeah. I don't cry at movies.
That's
but
all
it got,
we can ask with you.
It got me to feel. Got me to feel.
Sure,
and I felt a definite kinship there with Logan.
And you know they ask you to make comparisons to Western movies. Like I'm not gonna again. I don't want to spoil anything, but there's definitely a theme that they're saying this is like this old iconic mythic Western,
right?
And there is a lot of that DNA in especially in the early goings in the film. A lot of the cinematography, and you're out in the desert, and there's this there's a lot of like Unforgiven, like this old bitter. He's not a six shooter. He's a six clawer. He's past his prime, and he's trying to summon whatever he's got left one last time. It reminded me a lot of True Grit, to save a family or to save a child or what have you. And I just thought it was incredible. Like it didn't have a bunch of showy special effects, had solid fight choreography, had solid connections. And again, I thought it was just a great send off for the Wolverine character and the Hugh Jackman iteration. And I pity the son of a bitch that has to portray Wolverine going forward.
Right. And that's not all this movie had, it not only has some really great action, that's in some ways understated. It's not Apocalypse, right? It doesn't have, whirling tornadoes of metal and hell.
Yeah. There's no real set piece. It's just when action needs to happen, it happens.
Yeah. And it not only has all that, but it also has just some pure entertainment value. I mean, the laughs are in there, right?
Yeah.
Like you get very quiet moments where Wolverine is reflecting on his life and himself, and you also get moments where he's the butt of the joke.
Like, right.
It's really, really good.
And they're not like, laughs like a fucking giant robot pissing in an alley, oil in an alley. It's laughs like really old, cantankerous Patrick Stewart giving Wolverine what for when it's time for his medicine.
It, It's the laughs that you can only get after 25 years with a couple of characters. Yeah. You know?
It's like
you don't get the jokes that you got in this movie without that history. And I think that's one of the really impressive things is the way they kind of brought it home. Now, I do have my qualms with the end of this movie.
Okay.
Which we'll talk about in the spoiler section. But barring minor, like minor quibbles with the ending, I thought it was fantastic.
So you don't want to give it, I mean, I don't want to give it yet because, you know, I've seen Iron Man a bunch of times. I've seen Batman, The Dark Knight a bunch of times. I've seen, you know, the Avengers and these. So I feel like I need to see it a couple more times, but I do feel like this is, if not the greatest, then the second greatest. And it might go down as the great. And it's certainly, like, it's such a fuck you to all the other, like, Fox version of Marvel superhero movies, especially X-Men Apocalypse. It's a fuck you to the DC comic book movies that have zero heart.
Oh, sure.
Like, I mean, you see this movie, and then you try to tell me that there's some kind of, like, emotional thread running through Batman versus Superman.
Right.
And, like, I mean, I just, And I just checked as I was getting out of the movie. This is sitting at, like, 96% fresh.
Okay.
So it's... which is one of the a high water mark on Rotten Tomatoes, a high water mark for superhero movies of recent time. So, no, it's incredible. I'm not even sure what else to say about it. Who the Caliban character? That's the guy who plays Wheatley in Portal 2, right?
Yeah, Stephen Merchant. He's in extras. He's co-creator of The Office. Like
I thought I recommend. I had no idea. He's shockingly tall. Or did they?
Oh
just,
yeah, no, that guy's like 7 foot tall.
Because Hugh Jackman
huge.
Is like 6'2", and he's like comfortably tall. And I'm like, I had no idea that guy was of that
he is
much
a
of a
lanky
monster.
British bastard.
He sure is. He is. So
and
that
they didn't put any makeup on him. That's surprising. No, but he is pretty pale in real life.
Yeah. No, but he you know, that just who I always think of him as like these really goofy characters, but he was, you know, very poignant. And I thought the girl who, you know, is kind of mysterious, and I don't want to spoil too much, but she was really incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And not just, I mean, I can't even say any more without spoilers.
Right. We'll get into all this.
Yeah, I feel like that I'm so glad that all the trailers I saw don't really give away anything in this movie other than to prepare you for the fact that Wolverine's old and Professor X is old. And
right, and there's this girl who has powers similar to Wolverine.
There's a girl. Like, I didn't even know that.
No? How could you not know that? It shows her going fucking
in a trailer?
Buck wild. Yeah.
I guess I haven't seen the most recent
Tearing
trailer
fools
then.
Up.
Like, I saw her holding... I knew she was a mutant, but I didn't know that she had,
you
like...
You went to the, like... The film cinema. I did. You I went to the cinema.
I got to
last
see.
Week,
I got
right.
to see. I'm Not Your Negro and a bunch of German film.
I think I saw an extended release trailer of Logan.
Well, shit. I'm glad because I went in just seeing the last. I think the last two trailers that hadn't been updated for months. And you know, definitely there's a mystery with her being a mutant and all that. But like, that's like I said, I'm glad I didn't know that because I was. It was kind of a surprise.
Okay.
When it happened. But yeah, great cast, great action, and you know, just a great send off for Logan / Wolverine. First rated R Wolverine movie.
Oh, okay.
And that's the other thing is, oh boy, this thing is violent as hell.
Yeah, I felt like it was more for the F bombs.
Well, that too.
More for the fucks. They dropped a lot of fucks in this movie.
They do, and it's
not
all...
one for your kids, probably.
No. I mean, it's. I mean, I don't know. Like, the right 9 or 10 year old could probably see this movie, but it is just really
is
grim
violent.
And grisly. And,
yeah.
And yes, there are a lot of F-bombs. There's a lot of children in danger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So, what about those trailers?
Okay, let's talk about it. This is the first like long form trailer I've seen of Aliens Covenant. Alien Covenant, rather.
You got an Alien Covenant trailer?
I did get an Alien Covenant trailer, and it's so it looks like the plot of this is they are the first. They've sent a bunch of paired couples to a planet to have humans' first off-world settlement.
Okay,
and
how many?
It looked like probably 12 to 16, like a lot. Okay. And guys all like, right. Fucking Danny McBride is in this movie playing right. not Danny yeah. McBride.
Really? He's yeah. not playing like the space trucker
guy? I saw like 20, 25 seconds and he just looks like a dude. Like he's just there. Okay. He's a settler on this planet. And like,
I figure he's going to be the Bill Paxton of this movie.
Maybe. Rest in peace, Bill Paxton. Yeah. Game over. But I thought it looked really good. And wouldn't you know it? There's a fucking engineer ship that's crash landed somewhere in the past.
All right.
And there's wheat. There's wheat growing on the planet. And like, how is an Earth plant on this? Yeah. So, and screaming and yelling and eggs and mm-hmm. all that stuff are happening. It looks pretty. It looks a lot scarier than alien movies of recent ilk.
Okay. That's cool.
Also had another long form trailer for War of the Planet of the Apes.
Wow. All right.
So again, I got to see the next to last one, the Gary Oldman one, but I still think it's fundamentally silly to see apes going into battle with bow and arrows and some rifles against a fully armed like battalion of Woody Harrelson-led troops.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because Woody Harrelson seems like he watched Matthew McConaughey in Reign of Fire and is like, I can do that better.
Great.
I can shave my head and chomp a cigar and wear a fucking vest and nothing else and be as crazy
wow.
as I don't know. Like I've enjoyed the Planet of the Apes movies of late. I just don't know how in the world the apes can possibly. I mean, not to put too fine a point on it, but we as humans have had no trouble putting down other intelligent beings when you've got gunpowder versus bow and arrows.
Right.
It seems like gunpowder wins.
Yeah.
So how the fuck?
But they can use their feet like hands.
That's true. They can have four guns.
Right. Let's go from that into a trailer I saw an extended release for.
All right.
Kong?
So I was out on Kong.
I think was too.
But this last trailer, it's just a monster movie. And
yeah.
who can say no to a monster movie?
Not me.
Not just
I'm a fan of like, those Godzilla, Kong, all those.
A balls to the wall monster. Like I saw Kong yeah. on fire that looked like fighting, and like some Apocalypse Now Kong.
Yeah.
Like I love this. I love to smell a burnt skull crawler in the morning. Kong. I'm kind of in on Kong. I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're gonna go see Kong. It's gonna be the next movie.
Yeah, it comes out next week, I guess. So, yeah, I think that'll be our next movie.
We made an audible.
I have, you know, problems with the basic premise of the movie, which is, oh, we discovered an island. It's modern day Earth people, and we've discovered an island where these giant species that we've never encountered exist.
Yeah, I wonder if they have a good explanation for it.
But I don't care. Like
I
can ignore that, you know,
right.
and just get into the spirit of the movie and have a good time. It was fine when it was like the '20s and
oh sure,
you know, we were still half exploring the world.
No, like in the '20s,
didn't
have
satellites
could happen.
Didn't right.
If the middle of Antarctica had a giant crater that had a jungle in it with dinosaurs, it wouldn't have shocked anyone because who the
right.
hell can say? Like
now, it's a lot harder to sell me on that.
Yeah.
But I'll go with it.
Skyscraper sized monkey.
Yeah.
Hiding on this island of skyscraper-sized everything.
Yeah, stuff we've never seen before.
Seems hard to believe. There's another Fate of the Furious trailer,
yep.
which I think is the last, so I mean, I'm obviously going to go see that. There was a really long-form Ghost in the Machine trailer. I think it just came out this week. I said Ghost in the Machine. You said Ghost. It is Ghost in the Shell. I said
uh-huh.
Ghost in the Machine.
Yeah.
That looks absolutely incredible, too.
Yeah. I can't wait to see that one.
Yeah. That comes out at the end of this month, and we definitely are going to be seeing it. There was a new Guardians of the Galaxy trailer,
yep.
Volume 2.
Was it new? It was
yeah.
maybe a little bit longer.
It felt like there was a 30...
Or combined two trailers?
Yeah, there's like 30, 40 seconds of new expanded film footage in it.
Yeah.
But I, you know, obviously, I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, it looks like a ton of fun.
Any other, and that's definitely going to be one that we're seeing. Anything else? Because that was the trailers in my film.
I also got an extended, like a very long preview for Life, which is that Jake Gyllenhaal,
right.
Ryan Reynolds,
some kind of alien covenant, but not.
Yeah, yeah. They get a probe back from Mars. Like it kind of laid out the whole story. Like they get a probe back from Mars and they catch it and there's something on it that's alive
mm-hmm.
and it ends up eating all the crew members and their ship is in trouble and it's falling toward Earth and they're certainly going to die when they hit the atmosphere, and they have to decide, are they going to kill themselves?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It was, it looked like tip to tail on this thing.
I don't think you need to see the movie now.
Right. But it made it look more interesting.
Huh.
Than just, like, this monster eating some dude.
Hmm. Yeah, because I'm continued to be not super interested about an off-brand alien is what it felt like to me.
Yeah, you're probably not wrong.
But, you know, if it gets super good reviews, maybe I'll take it. Certainly not going to be something we're going to see first run, I don't think.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, from here on out, there be spoilers.
Right.
And this is the point in the review where we say adios to the non-club members. If you're a club member, you can join us in the spoiler section. If you're not a club member, what are you waiting for? You can go to club.baldmove.com. and sign up and get all of our spoiler-filled first-run movie reviews. You can get Lunch with Jim and Aaron, the spectacular Friday afternoon variety hour/90 minutes. you get the live watches of The Walking Dead, which have been all-time classics the last couple weeks.
Pretty good.
Quip, we just dropped a Quit Your Pitchin', which is where Jim and I randomly generate titles of television shows that do not exist, and then imagine what they would be like. And sometimes they're poignant, sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're stupid. All this and more at club.baldmove.com. We'll see all the club members in the spoiler section.